Hello, and welcome to this edition of Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, February 22, 2006. I'm Bill Brenner. This week, exploits target the latest Microsoft flaws, an iDefense hacking challenge raises eyebrows, and Gartner warns of a security risk in Google Desktop Beta. But first, our top story. Users of Mac OS X have always considered their operating system a more secure alternative to the much-attacked Microsoft Windows. But the Mac's reputation has taken a hit this past week. One reason is that Mac OS X is being targeted by malicious code for the first time. Another reason is that a new critical security hole has been discovered. The French Security Incident Response Team said in an advisory that the flaw is due to a glitch in how the operating system processes specially crafted resource forks and HFS metadata stored in a folder within zip archives. Attackers could exploit the flaw to execute arbitrary shell commands and compromise a vulnerable system by convincing a user to open a malicious email attachment or visit a specially crafted web page designed to automatically exploit the vulnerability through the Safari browser. Danish vulnerability clearinghouse Secunia has recommended that IT administrators counter the threat by disabling the Open Safe Files After Downloading option in Safari, and by making sure users don't open zip archives from untrusted sources. But that workaround won't neutralize the threat entirely, warns Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer for the SANS Internet Storm Center. He said disabling the Open Safe Files After Downloading option will just prevent the auto-execution with Safari. It won't fix the underlying OS X issue with misinterpreting the zipped file. The flaw and last week's appearance of malcode targeting Mac OS X may be hard for some users to swallow, given that the operating system has long been considered a more secure alternative to Windows. But Graham Cluley, senior technology consultant for UK-based AV firm Sophos, said the Mac OS X threats shouldn't be blown out of proportion. He said he sees no real indication that hackers are upping their focus on Mac platforms to a point where attacks have grown more likely. He noted that the malcode, known as Leap and Engtana, among others, is in the proof of concept stages at this point. Our next story takes us back to the Windows world, where exploits have been popping up for a critical flaw in Windows Media Player. Microsoft issued a fix for the flaw last week as part of its monthly batch of security updates. The flaw is in how Media Player deconstructs bitmap files. Microsoft said attackers could construct a malicious file that leads to remote code execution if a user visits a malicious website or views a malicious email message. Cupertino, California-based AV giant Symantec Corp. has raised its ThreatCon to level 2, because of what it calls multiple proof-of-concept exploits now available for issues in Windows Media Player. Microsoft released 7 security updates in all last week, addressing flaws in Internet Explorer as well as those in Media Player. The release of exploit code days after Patch Tuesday has become routine. As always, Microsoft and security experts recommend IT administrators patch their systems pronto. In other Microsoft-related news, the software giant is upset by a hacking challenge offered up by iDefense Labs, a division of Mountain View, California-based VeriSign. iDefense is offering a $10,000 reward to anyone who can uncover a wormable flaw in the software giant's products. But Microsoft said paying for flaws is the wrong way to approach security. Microsoft believes that responsible disclosure, which involves making sure that an update is available from software vendors the same day the vulnerability is first broadly known, is the best way to protect users, a Microsoft spokesman said. The hacking challenge is part of iDefense's controversial Vulnerability Contributor Program, in which underground researchers are paid to supply information on new software vulnerabilities. In response to Microsoft's criticism, iDefense Labs Director Michael Sutton said the new program does promote responsible disclosure and keeps intelligence on serious zero-day vulnerabilities out of the hands of the bad guys. He said those who find the flaws iDefense is looking for will get the $10,000 as a bonus in addition to fees paid for the initial vulnerability submission, and payment will only come if the flaw discoveries result in a critical security bulletin from Microsoft. Finally, Google has acknowledged a security risk in Google Desktop Beta, following a warning from Stamford, Connecticut-based consultancy Gartner Incorporated that the program carries an unacceptable security risk for enterprises. Google rolled out the program on February 9th. Google Desktop 3 is a free, downloadable program with an option that allows users to search across multiple computers for files. As part of that option, the application automatically stores encrypted copies of files on Google servers for up to a month. After that, the still encrypted copies are moved to the user's other computers for archiving. Gartner said in a report last week that the 30-day storage period, when the data can be shared between users, poses a risk to enterprises. The mere transport of data outside the enterprise will represent an unacceptable security risk, as intellectual property could be taken from the business, Gartner said. Google acknowledged the risk, saying the data is temporarily transported outside of businesses when the search across computers feature is used, and that this represented as much of a security risk as email. But Google said, "It is ultimately the responsibility of individual businesses to do what they must to ensure security." Gartner recommended businesses use Google Desktop for Enterprise, which allows IT shops to centrally turn off the search across computers feature. And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. Don't forget to read our news each day as it breaks at SearchSecurity.com/news, or you can sign up for our daily email newsletter or our RSS feed.